Good afternoon, Dave.
How are you, Kim?
I'm going really well, mate. But the real question is, how are you going? You must be such a proud family.
Yes, really exciting news. Jade's, she got the call up with the Breakers, which is the stateside, a month or so back, and the call up for the Sixers, and really, really exciting news.
And she was actually going to head off to South Africa, wasn't she, before the pandemic hit?
Yeah, last February she got picked in the Australian under-19 side that was going to have a tri-series over there, some one-day matches with South Africa and England, but due to COVID and the pandemic that's raging around the world, that it got called off unfortunately, but hopefully, we can get over this the next sort of, who knows, but sort of sooner rather than later. She'll be able to do those sort of things. So, there's some opportunities out there for her, and hopefully it won't be too long before she can sort of start taking some of those up.
Yeah, it's awesome news. Now, she's been doing her HSC too, hasn't she, at Bega High?
Yeah, so that's, it proved a bit of a challenge, and obviously with COVID overlaid on that, she hasn't been able to get up to Sydney to train for the last few months with the squad. But, it's just one of those things, so we've just got to deal with it. And, as I said, get through a HSC, and hopefully by that stage things might be a little bit different in the world.
Yeah, I guess on the upside of that, at least she's been able to do her HSC sort of without having to also balance cricket, because it's a very fine balancing act when a young person like Jade has to do something like the HSC and concentrate on performing and training as a cricketer.
Yeah, it is a big ask, and there is a few girls in the New South Wales squad that are doing it this year. There's one in Sydney, and there's another girl who's in Orange, who are doing the same thing, but it is just that more difficult for us down here. We know we're sort of 5 or 6 hours from Sydney, so it does make it tough. Last year they actually asked Jade to go up into the bubble for the Women's Big Bash as a reserve player, but we sort of decided against that because we just thought it would impact the schooling too much. So it's just one of those things. You've got to make a decision and try and balance them out, but Cricket New South Wales and the Sixers have been really good. They realise that school comes first at this stage. So, she'll get her HSC out of the way and then hopefully be able to play some cricket.
And how good is it being a leg spin bowler? Like, that's a really great weapon in the T20 cricket. And also, when you can take the ball away from a right-hander, it's just really great. And, there's not a lot of spin bowlers.
No, in the women's game, there is a lot of off-spinners, but not a lot of leg spinners. And I think we're seeing over at the tournament in England at the moment, the 100. The leg spinners are really, really having a lot of success. And I remember when I was playing grade cricket in Sydney, Jeff Lawson, I still remember it. He said to me that, being a leg spinner, spinning away from the bat, you're so much more dangerous than an off spinner or other types of bowling. So that sort of stuck with me, and sort of said to my kids, if you become a leg spinner, I think you'll do really well with cricket. And I think that's the case.
So have you been her mentor as she's been growing up?
Yeah, look, she's had plenty of mentors. Her brother's also a leg spinner and a cricketer, and he's helped figure it out a lot as well. Mark Higgs, who's a former Australian player, he's been doing a lot of work up in Canberra with her as a coach, as a leg spin coach, and she's had the various coaches with New South Wales. She was at the Sydney Thunder for a little bit in their academy and with the Sixers as well. So she's had some really, really good coaching over the years. And, she's just starting to really blossom now, and hopefully all that hard work and all that all that coaching, it's will come to fruition very shortly.
Absolutely. And did she like cricket from a young age, Dave, or was it something that she sort of all of a sudden liked, or has being a cricketer, brothers being a cricketer, is it she's had a real interest in it?
Oh, I think that's probably that is probably the case. Her brother obviously he was playing, and Jade started to tag along to matches, and she got the bug a bit, and and she's a very good hockey player as well, and she enjoys the hockey, so those sort of striking sports, hitting the ball. She really, really blossomed and was really, showed a good level of skills. So, she started just bowling medium paces and saw her brother bowl leg spin. So she said, I'll have a go at that. And she's just gradually developed. And, she really enjoys it. She enjoys the training and playing, obviously. And, so it's hopefully something that she can make a bit of a go of.
And Dave, how does she feel about hanging out with people like Elise Perry and Alyssa Healy? I mean, is she just a bit starstruck? Because I am, just even thinking about Jade hanging around with those two.
Yeah, I remember taking her up when she was in the Thunder Academy. She played a trial match against the Brisbane Heat. I think she's about 14 or 15, and she didn't want to go on the field. She was that nervous, and she was really, really wound up about it. But luckily, one of the coaches was there, and sort of settle her down and you know, and talk to her and sort of really helped her out. And once she got on the field, she bowled really, really well. She almost got a wicket. And I think from that point on, from that point, she just realised that, hey, I can, you know, compete with these girls and it's not overawing. And ever since she did that, her confidence levels just went through the roof. And since then, you know, she played in a trial match before the World Cup last year against all the Australian girls. So she's bowled at them and, you know, she knows all these Elise Perrys and Alyssa Healy and these girls. So, yeah, she's a lot more comfortable with it now and she's had a couple of years in great cricket in Sydney playing against them. So, yeah, it has been a big learning curve, especially for someone so young, but she's really taken in a stride and she's doing really well with it now.
Yeah, well, she's about to come into a really super period in her life. So congratulations to Jade, Dave, to you and your family too, for obviously being super supportive. The whole South Coast is really chuffed for you all.
No worries. Thank you very much, Kim.